It is March 11, 2024, and many things happen. It's moving, many things, but not. And you know what I'm talking about when I say it's not moving like we want it to move. But we don't have this. We can't see in the future. We don't know. I get about the future because I get it from heaven. But in myself, I don't know anything about the future. I don't know 1 second before things should happen. I don't know. It's only when it's planned to be, and sometimes it's be and sometimes not. And this about the island evening, and I meet this many times because I don't want to accept that I am disabled, so I think I can do things more than that I can in reality. And sometimes I'm thinking that I should try anyway. And sometimes I understand and accept it. The hotel and the room was okay. I could do that. But then it comes something that took away my way to go to that place and have this island things. It was because they told me that where the food was, where we should eat, was 4 stairs up. And they asked me if I could walk 4 steps to this room where they have the food. And I said that I am scared if I take 1 step, but and 4 steps, it's impossible. And so I had to say I couldn't be at that place. And it was sad, but those 4 stairs, steps, it was too much. I know it. And I told them it can come suddenly that I fall. And people are not ready for it, because it looked like I can walk 4 steps. So it was very sad, but the money is maybe for something else that I should have at that place, island evening. And I don't be for a long time sad, because I know that it was not in God's plan that I should go there. And now is it an old man on Facebook that I have had as a friend at least 10 years. And and he live in the United States, and he is a black man, and he is saying that he maybe should come here to Sweden, to my city Helsingborg, and take me to his place to help me to could take the flight. And I said, that's great if I can do that, so I can preach and talk about these things, as he seems to start to understand after so many years. And it is this, that people have closed their doors. They have closed the gate to heaven in that way. I told you that everyone is coming to heaven. But then is it in different places we are going to stay? And some people won't only come to the gate where Jesus is standing. Jesus Christ is standing, and that's enough for them. But there is so much more after Jesus. There's only one gate, and you can come to know God. But many people want Jesus to be God. But God can never standing here on earth and take care of the whole universe. That people don't know the whole way to God. They think it's enough with Jesus. One night, it was about two nights ago, I had a very deep dream. And it was about, it was a dark room, and it was two people laying in a bed, a man and a woman, and there were research on them, and it was some people with researchers with white clothes, and they have injection to place to these two people that laying in the bed, and it was to see what's going on when we die. And they started with a woman, but of some reason they switch over to the man, and the man was going into death, and he was telling what was going on inside his body, and he said that he was going out in a spheric things and a dark blue line, and he was going there, and suddenly he met Jesus Christ. And they say, "Oh, you have met God." Now the man was saying to he in the bed, but he in the bed he said, "No, I am going forward. I'm going to what is after Jesus." He was saying, and he described it, this dark blue, and be a little lighter blue in the end of his, like, flying. I was curious, where should he go and what will he see? And he said that he saw white clouds. It's many white clouds where I am going into, he say. And then I wake up. I was so curious to see what he was saying about being in the clouds. Because you know, you that follow me, you know this, that 2018 I was to this man Dan, and he did now I don't remember the name. I have A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Hypnosis. I come to hypnosis. He did that 2018. And I was going like that man in my dream. And he go into the white clouds. And I did the same. And I know I go into the throne room and met God. I was thinking, do I get the confirm that this man was going to the same places as me? But I didn't get the answer of it. But I still was happy that he gave me this about the white clothes. I stop here because there is a man. He has wavy hair, almost like curly, but wavy hair, and gray wavy hair. It is he have not coming really forward, so he's talking to me. He say it's pointless. What is pointless? I ask him. He say that people will not understand. He say it's pointless. And you have to wait for your time to come. And it's a sign of the last day that you should be in this last days. So I'm once again, it's gonna be like this for me. I know it's gonna be like this, that my brain stop, and it do it now, and this man that coming through, he don't want to talk, because he say it's no meaning to do it, pointless. He say that those that want to help me now, he say those that want to believe and believe, they are already here, he say. So he's talking about you that follow me in my podcast, that you already, you maybe not understand it technical, but you understand that I have not been here in the podcast talking to you in 3 years, or is it 4 years, without it should have been something, because you that have followed me, you know how it started with some of this event that I didn't know about, but I was saying those things to you because I heard it from heaven, but I had not seen it or heard about it. It's only what I heard from heaven, and I told you what would come to happen. I have no clue that I should come to Israel. I have no clue that this with Israel and Gaza should happen. And I talk about it before it happened, and it happened. And this is something that will take place also in that same way. So it's time for me to stop, because I need to go to sleep now. But I wanted to tell you about the dream I had, that it's very close that there will be coming out from the throne room, coming out. They are going to be sent to us, those in the throne room, and they will explain everything for us. As like they have explained it here also, but we are going to get it much more and much better. Now he is saying, we make sure that you understand. We don't let you go before you understand. That's what he is saying. This. So I thank you for have listen to me and I hope I will be better. But I'm not scared to die. This life here on Earth have not been nice to me. It have been evil most of the time. And I know what heaven is like. So it's okay to come back to heaven. But I should wish that we should have heaven coming down here. Heaven should spread all over this planet, and not that we need to die anymore. We are going to stay here. We are not going to die if they are coming here, heaven. We don't die. But as it looks like now, it is no human that want to follow me in real, to work together with me, to prepare a place for heaven to come down to. They are coming from to my home, but they are not leaving my home like the apostle when they took Jesus, they ran away and locked them in the house and didn't go out. It was women that could walk out, but men couldn't walk out. They were too scared. So thank you for listening. God bless you.